This is Digital Story Podcast number 559, November 22nd, 2016. Today's theme is Photographer's Gift Guide. I'm Derek Story. If you think only in terms of DSLR camera bodies and fast prime lenses, then yes, photographers are hard to buy for. But we have more facets than some give us credit for. And the buying guide that I've assembled for you focuses more on the artistic and the fun than the purely mechanical. Alrighty, so this is going to be a great show because this stuff is just flat out cool. And you're going to see gift guides everywhere. You're already seeing gift guides everywhere. Gift guide for that, gift guide for that, da 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 da. You're probably not going to see some of these items on those gift guides because they tend to be centric toward a particular site. Like B&H has its own, Amazon has its own, whoever has their own. This is handpicked from all sorts of different places, and it's kind of fun. I have 10 items for you. I'm going to go through them for you. Now, right up top here, I'm going to tell you that everything I talk about, there's a link in the show notes. I know I say that every week, but I feel like I have to. There's a link to it in the show notes. So you can just sit back and relax and enjoy this, knowing that later on, you just go to thedigitalstory.com, click on the podcast title. That'll be up at the top of the page there. Photographer's Gift Guide, and all the links of everything I'm talking about will be there waiting for you. Yes, I do this for you because why? I care about you and I want your life to be good. Alrighty? So here we go. Let's start with the items themselves. Number one, the Nat Geo Most Popular Instagram Photos. And this is a book and it's $12.46 on Amazon. And this is really neat, I have to tell you. If you've been following the Digital Story, the web and Facebook and all that, you know that when I was in Washington, D.C., one of the things that I did was see this show at National Geo. In fact, I think I even talked about it on the podcast last week because I was talking about the class I taught there. So that show really made an impression on me because unlike other shows and other books and so forth, this was curated out of something that was electronic, digital only, Instagram, but yet translated super well to print medium. And then, you know, the things like the comments and the captions and so forth that the creators included just really kind of filled it out nicely. And most of the shots are in the square format, which I think also makes it, you know, a whole lot of fun. And you can get this book for $12.46. And the thing about it is that it appeals to people who love photography, but it also appeals to people who like Instagram. And not that those are mutually exclusive. You know, you would think that they would be both, but sometimes Instagrammers have different motivation other than, you know, purely beautiful photography for their Instagram accounts. So, you know, there's like more of a social media side to some Instagram accounts, and then others are, you know, they're very into the photography in terms of photography as an art form. This book covers both, and that's what I think is cool about. So personally, I think a young photography student would really appreciate it. They'll be able to relate to it and learn from it. The images themselves, you can learn a ton from. All the way up through grizzled veterans such as myself would also very much enjoy having this book. I just think it's a great gift, and for, you know, $13, why not? And Amazon makes it simple and they'll get it to your door quickly. Second one. This is the black one knot cotton / leather camera wrist strap. And this is $12.90. Wrist straps are something that I have really moved to in the mirrorless age. As soon as I started using, you know, my Olympus and my Panasonic cameras, wrist straps just felt better to me than camera straps. And I think in part, one of the reasons why I like them so much is because my whole kit has shrunk, right? Part of the mirrorless movement is being more nimble and having a smaller camera bag and all that. And now that I have these smaller camera bags and these smaller kits, then a big old floppy strap just doesn't seem to work. you're kind of stuffing this thing in there, and then you look down into your bag and it's not neat because you got this strap, this kind of, you know, starting to sneak back out of the bag, you know, uncoil. And it was really driving me nuts. Whereas a wrist strap on a mirrorless camera to me feels really good, and it looks really good both on the wrist and in the camera bag. I have some that I like. I found this one, and I think it's really nice because it feels really good. It's the strap itself is a woven cotton, real thick, and then it has leather accents and, you know, leather connector and all that kind of stuff, and it's only $12.90. And I'll tell you, a lot of people that have gone on photo walks with me and students and so forth have switched from their neck strap to a wrist strap just by hanging out with me and just seeing, you know, how cool it was working with a wrist strap. And I think part of this is having a cool bag, which I'm going to talk about later on in this show, right? Because I have a cool bag on this list also. So anyway, it's the black one knot, and they have one knot as one word, cotton leather camera wrist strap, $12.90. I think it's a cool, tasteful gift for a photographer, especially a photographer working with smaller DSLRs and mirrorless bodies, which is a lot of them these days, right? Number three on this wonderful list of unique photography gifts: Lucy Editions Fine Art Posters. And the average price on these is $25. Now, I ordered one of these a while back. I found out about it from an article that I read, and I think I shared it on Facebook. But the Lucy Limited Editions are posters by master photographers who have been recognized at the Lucy Awards, L-U-C-I-E. And the Lucy Awards are a big deal, and as soon as you start looking at the posters and some of the names, you'll see what I mean. And these people that win these awards represent some of the most important photographies in our century. And there are some cool shots there, and you can get these very nicely done, full-size photography posters for about $25. If you really want to impress somebody, take a look at this page. The link is in the show notes. These posters are beautiful. They're fine art. You put them on the wall. Since they're standard poster size, you can go somewhere that sells prefab frames. You can get that, put that in there, and it will look great. All right, number four. The ThinkTank Mirrorless Mover 25i Camera Bag, $64.75, with the link that I have here. This bag, I have fallen in love with this bag. So I started using it in Iceland, and ThinkTank got it to me like right before I left for Iceland, because I wanted the Arctic Blue one, which wasn't out yet, but they happened to have one. And so they got it to me so that I could have it there. So I used it the whole week in Iceland with all these wacky weather conditions. And then I used it in Washington, D.C. And, you know, those two trips couldn't be more different. Iceland and Washington, D.C., Washington, D.C. being very urban, Iceland being anything but. But what I like about this bag is that when I do my carry-on luggage, which, for example, is a must for me for Washington, D.C., because, you know, when you're traveling East Coast to West Coast this time of year, you want to have your luggage with you. That's all I have to say. You just want to have your luggage with you. And I have a nice, it looks like a, you know, pilot's bag, suitcase. What I do with a mirrorless mover is that it fits perfectly in that pilot's bag. Fits perfectly. And then I just stuff it full of, you know, socks and stuff while I travel. And then I use a bigger bag with all my gear for my carry-on that has my audio recorder, you know, my film camera, everything in it. Then when I get to my destination, Then I pull out the mirrorless mover and whatever I need for that segment of the day, because I'm usually doing a changeover like I did in Cuba and a lot of places, usually doing a changeover for night. So I'll shoot with one kit during the day and I'll shoot with a different kit at night. So I'll do my changeover, load up that bag, and then I am just out there all day with it. And in DC, I was out and about sometimes for 14, 15 hours at a time with this bag, and I never got tired. And you can work so quickly from it. So it holds my OMD EM5 Mark II, or it held my Pentax. I was taking the Program Plus film camera with me. It holds either one of those. And I showed a picture of it, you know, opened up. It holds a couple extra lenses, my audio recorder, my lavalier mic, my accessories, flash drive, all that kind of stuff, cloth, all those goodies. And then it has a cover that you can use if the weather turns really super bad. And then you just work out of it. So you slide it around your back when you're, you know, going to A to B. And then you want to shoot, you just slide it around, open up the flap, shoot. And this is where the wrist strap works so well, right? Because you're really carrying the bag, not the camera around your neck. And then if you're going to be somewhere where you think something's going to happen, then just leave the camera out, right? With the wrist strap on. Just pull it out, shoot, and then just put it right back in the bag. And then when you're all done and you're ready to go home again, then empty out all your stuff into your bag that you bring on the plane, your backpack, whatever you're putting all your gear in. And then the mirrorless mover goes back in the suitcase, you know, full of socks and stuff. It is just so cool. It is absolutely the right size for mirrorless shooters. And I just really enjoy working out. And it's not an arm and a leg. It's $64.75. So highly recommend it. They say here that, you know, it can be carried by the top handle, worn over your shoulder with an adjustable strap, or worn on pant belt using the rear pass-through slot. It can also be worn as a backpack using the optional shoulder harness version 2.0. Stretchable side pockets and interior mesh pocket can hold accessories such as memory cards, batteries, or the included seam-sealed rain cover. My favorite urban bag at the moment for working out of. Here's something that's super unique, the next item. This is something that I made. It's not like a refrigerator finger painting or anything. This is really cool. This is the Pentax analog clock. $69, but wait till you hear about this. I'm going to give you the backstory first, and then I'll bring you up to speed. The backstory is, as part of my work with the film camera shop, I get my hands on cameras, but then I test them before I put them in the film camera shop on Etsy. So if something's in the film camera shop on Etsy, it was working when I put it there, right? Because it's film tested and everything. What happens is I was ending up with cameras that were sold as working sometimes and had something, you know, really wrong with them. And like the light meter was like way off or not working or whatever. And one of the cameras I was having a problem with, a camera that I really liked, but I was having a real problem with, you know, metering issues, having it meter well, was the Pentax ME Super, which is just this really cool camera. Suddenly I found myself, I ended up with like, you know, a dozen of these bodies that I could not sell on Etsy because even though some of the features worked, not all the features worked the way I know my clients would want them. So I was going to, what am I going to do with these? You know, I'm not going to toss them. Some I can use for parts, but, you know, I wanted to find something. And I got this idea that if I could bayonet mount a quartz clock and put it where the lens would go, that would look really neat. The camera, you could still wind these cameras. You can still fire the shutter because they have a mechanical shutter at 1/125th. So even when there's no batteries in them or anything, the shutter still fires and you still get to play with it, open up the back, do all this kind of stuff. And then I put this quartz movement Waterford clock mounted to a K-mount bayonet ring It took me a long time to find exactly all the right parts for this. And so then you have this beautiful Pentax camera that I've restored with this quartz movement clock in there. And then to finish it off, I got a Joby Micro tripod, and it comes with it. And so then you can adjust the angle that the clock or the camera is sitting at on your desk. And it is just so cool. I have one on my desk. When you're on the phone and you're on this like long call that maybe you're not super interested in, you know, you can play with the camera, right? You can wind the shutter because all that works. You can fire the shutter. You can take the mirror out. You can open up the back. When people come over, you know, they're fascinated by this just because it's so unique. So I have a limited number of these because I only have as many as I have all the parts for, and that includes a good-looking camera body, and it has to be a camera body that fires, plus, you know, these adapters that I figured out, these came out, plus the Waterford clocks that go in them. So the whole kit and caboodle came together beautifully, and they're on the Etsy store right now, the film camera shop, and of course I have a link to them in the show notes. Like I said, only have a handful of them, but for the right person, I tell you, this is a killer gift. They look so cool. And I have a picture of it both in the show notes. And then if you go to the film camera shop, you can see multiple pictures of it. I showed it to Teresa and she loved it. And she goes, I would buy that for you. And I'll tell you that she's not an easy sell. All right. So anyway, that's the Pentax analog clock, and that's available in the film camera shop while supplies last. Next item, the Polaroid SnapTouch Instant Print Digital Camera with LCD display with Zinc Zero ink printing technology. I first saw this at CES. I thought it was such an improvement over the original Polaroid Snap because not only does it print 2-inch by 3-inch color photos, but now it has a 3.5-inch LCD touchscreen viewfinder. It captures 13 megapixel images. It captures in video both 1080p and 720p. It's Bluetooth enabled, has a photo booth mode, which is just a hoot, uses a micro SD card, up to 128 gigabyte card. And the editing apps are wirelessly compatible with both iOS and Android. It's $179. It holds 10 prints at a time, and obviously as many digital shots or movies as you can fit on the card. And I just think that this, you know, really compact Polaroid camera that has multiple features like this would be great for travel when you want to leave a print with someone. You know, I do these shoots all the time. I do these interviews all the time. And I want to leave a memento, you know, with the person right there. Yeah, the photos later, the email and all that's great. But being able to leave a photo and have me sign it, I just think that that's really cool. And this camera would allow me to do that. So I think this is going to be my gift to myself at Christmas time. I have a link to it in the show notes. I'll let you check it out. Next item, the Apple Photos Book for Photographers, Building Your Digital Darkroom with Photos and its Powerful Editing Extensions. It's now in Amazon. You can get it in Amazon for $15.14. That is a deal. And, you know, the whole idea of this book is funny because I was just, you know, writing the folks that wanted to review it and just giving them a backgrounder on it. So I had to write a backgrounder and write about what my goals were with the book. And my goal was to get over the perception that this application is crap. Because they got rid of Aperture, they got rid of iPhoto, and they gave us this, a 1.0. And photographers would look at it and they, you know, right away, as soon as they saw something that was missing, they wrote it off. Well, Apple has continued working on this, not to mention all the third-party developers writing editing extensions for it. And with version 2.0 that has object recognition, memories, really utilizes GPS data well, along with very cool editing extensions you can get now, including Luminar that was just released, this is a compelling application. It's going to get more so. And so my number one goal with this book was to at least educate people about what Photos was about, and then to entertain people. I wanted this book to be entertaining. I wanted it to be a good read. It's more a book than a guide, if you know what I mean. I mean, every chapter starts out with a story. I stay away from jargon and you know, getting too deep in the weeds, even as I talk about features. And I really wanted it to be a book that you could sit down and read. You can get it right now for $15.14. I hope you like the book, those of you that have it. And I think it's a great gift. Next item, On the Rocks. 10 assorted blank, all occasion note cards featuring dramatic rocky landscapes with white envelopes. So the cards come with white envelopes. $9.98. This is something that, you know, I just think it's a good gift to have in your back pocket. For suddenly you're going over to somebody's house and it's like a holiday thing. You hadn't planned on going and you need something cool to bring along. This is a cool gift. So these 10 note cards, they each have a different image on it. They're these dramatic landscapes of the ocean with rocks. Really beautiful. They're blank note cards, so the person can use them for anything. Thank you cards, birthday cards, any occasion. And they're a great way for us to show the appreciation that we have for the nice things that other people do for us. So I think it's a good gift, both for photographers, or coming from a photographer who says, you know, I love great imagery. I think you'll like these note cards. $9.98. The link is in Amazon. All right, I got two more items here. How you doing? You having fun? Is this fun? I hope so. I'm having fun. I want to buy all these things. But I can't. I can buy some of them. All right, here's one. This one, again, I don't think you're going to see this on too many gift lists. The Ansmann, A-N-S-M-A-N-N, X7 LED searchlight. $9.40. The X7 LED searchlight from Ansmann is a pen-sized LED work light that can also function as a one LED directional flashlight. As a work light, it utilizes 6 LEDs with a brightness of 11 lumen and a maximum continuous runtime of 10 hours. As a flashlight, it offers 1 lumen output and can run up for 120 hours. Form-fitting, rubberized housing protects the light from impact and keeps it comfortable to hold. A built-in magnet and pocket clip provides convenient placement options. 3 AAA alkaline batteries are included. And this is a cool little work light that you can just put in your camera bag, such as the mirrorless mover. Just clip it in there. It's about the size of a pen. A little bit thicker, but more or less the size of a pen. And then if you need a work light, like to see inside your bag or to illuminate something that you're working on in the dark, you just clip it on to part of your bag and shine those LEDs wherever you need them. And then you have it. You can even hold it in your mouth. You put the clip in your teeth and the LEDs are on the opposite side. And, you know, they illuminate a broader area than just a single light. But if you do need a single light, a directional light, you have that with this too. I just think it's super versatile. I think every camera bag should have one. And the last one, number 10, the Zoom H1 Ultra Portable Digital Audio Recorder. This is the blue model from B&H for $79.99. This is what I used for that recording last week that you heard, where I was teaching in the classroom at National Geo. I use this very Zoom, the H1, and I use it with a mic, but it has built-in stereo mics, XY configuration. And this thing is so light and so portable. I mean, it fits in any camera bag. I'll tell you, this is humorous. So I used it all week at WildSpeak. So I used it for all my interviews. on three different occasions, people ordered that thing right on the spot. I mean, while I was there talking to them, they ordered this thing. And one of the photographers, National Geo photographer, ordered it on Amazon. And he said, and it's going to be delivered to me tonight. I don't know. The warehouse must have been right down the street or something. People just went nuts over it because photographers struggle with this. Now, it has a little tripod socket. So you can get in a, you can get an adapter, jerry-rig an adapter for you, a hot shoe adapter. And you can use it as an external stereo mic for your video recording with your camera too. And those XY microphones are really good on it. You can record a WAV, you know, .WAV or MP3, it's up to you. It has a couple filters, it has gain monitor, it has, you know, a LED that lights up so you can see the levels. I mean, it is a cool device, but yet it doesn't have a bunch of menus and stuff you go through. It's all little switches on it. So you just configure it just like switch, 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 and you're done with it. If you want to use it with your camera, you can either use it as a separate source or you can use it plugged right into your camera because it has both a line-in jack for a microphone going in, and it has a line-out jack. So you take the line-out and you put it right into your camera's line-in, and you've got this beautiful stereo microphone right into your camera, and it mounts right on the top of it perfectly. And they even put the tripod mount where the microphones point forward the same direction of the lens. So just take a look at it. I've got the link in the show notes, $79.99. Especially for the photographer who's starting to dabble a bit in video, you could just have this with you all the time. And right away, you're going to improve the audio on your videos with this, not to mention that you can plug a lav mic or any other mic into it too. So it's the Zoom H1 Ultra Portable Digital Audio Recorder. Alrighty, those are my 10 gift suggestions for photographers. Most of them very affordable. I hope you enjoyed this part of the show, and I hope you enjoyed my list. And I hope you get some of these things because, quite frankly, they're a blast. I'm going to talk about something that you might not expect me to talk about on the show. So here's the headline. Uber starts selling digital gift cards online. I'll just read you the paragraph. Uber has made it much easier to buy gift cards for friends, family, and anyone else who paid for your fare in the past. You can now get digital gift cards straight from Uber's website and send them straight to someone else's email address. The company started selling physical gift cards to retailers back in September, but now you only have to click a few buttons to get one, and you can get all the details. There's a complete story. I have the link to the Engadget story about this. Why do I have this in here? Because when I fly in to anywhere, Washington, D.C., for example, and I have to get around, I'm using Uber these days, and my fares in Washington, D.C. averaged about $7. I have a very nice person pick me up. I'm using the Uber app. I know exactly where I'm going. I know exactly how much the fare is before I get in the car. I know who the person is. And then they take me to where I'm going, and when I'm done, I just get out of the car because the whole thing has been handled with the app. I don't have to worry about tipping. I don't have to worry about anything. They come get me. They take me where I want. I get out of the car. Thank you very much. I think for photographers on the go, this is a very cool thing to be able to give someone an Uber gift card. I'm going to give, my boys don't listen to the show, so I can say this. So for Christmas, I'm going to give each of my boys one of these cards because they use Uber all the time to get around. You know, they're at college. They don't have a car, so they're depending on friends or Uber or whatever. So suddenly, knowing that you have $50 worth of Uber credit in your pocket, that's not such a bad thing, right? So I think this is kind of a cool gift for not only photographers, but anyone that's on the go. I think the Uber experience for me personally has been very good. And I like it a lot. So anyway, I wanted to make you aware that you can get these gift cards. I'm going to get the physical ones and put together a whole little, you know, gift kit with it. But I thought you'd enjoy knowing about it. Next week's show, I have audio recordings from Washington, D.C. So I have an audio interview with Daniel Beltra, who is a fantastic conservation photographer and very interesting fellow. And then I have audio snippets from a variety of photographers who spoke at WildSpeak and really said some amazing things, not to mention had some amazing pictures to go with it. So I'm putting that all together now, and I think it's going to be a fascinating show. I think it's going to be a very illuminating show. I learned so much listening to these photographers and conservationists in Washington, D.C., and I wanted to bring some of that to you and share that with you. So I'm editing up that audio right now, getting it all together, and we're going to have that for next week's show. Just a few updates here. I noticed that we have some new Patreon members, and thank you so much. You know, it's interesting. I was talking to one of our Inner Circle members at WildSpeak. Chuck came to the conference, and we had a chance to visit. And we were talking about Patreon. He asked me, how is Patreon going? And I said, it's going really well. I really appreciate what people are doing. I know it's a lot. I mean, I know, you know, to do $5 a month is, you know, that's a real commitment. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. He happened to be one that was contributing also. And he said, you know, for me, you know, the show's really important. And so I don't think, you know, too much about doing the $5 a month. But he says, there's probably some people that listen to a lot of stuff, and maybe five is too much. He says, do they know that they can pledge less than five? You know, the five gets you access to the Nimble Photographer podcast and some other goodies that are coming down the pike. But it's true. You can pledge $2 a month if you're more comfortable with that. So the $5 a month is, you know, what we suggest. But to be honest with you and to answer Chuck's question and his suggestion that I talk about this, anything that you pledge helps us move this ball forward, you know, and we're all in this together. So I wanted to make you aware of that. The pledges are manageable. You know, you can go into your Patreon account anytime. And if you decide later that you want to up it to five, you can do that. You're not locked in any way at all. If you're curious about all this, there's a tile on all the pages of the Digital Story, Patreon tile, and you can learn more about it. So everyone that signed up on the reserve list for the 2017 workshop season, you should have received a confirmation from me by now. Because that's what I worked on in the airport. My flight was delayed. Oh my God. I was worried that I wasn't going to be able to get out of Washington, D.C. for a while there. So what did I do? I sat in the United Lounge. I had one United Lounge card left. You know, it was down to my last one. And so I sat in that United Lounge for 4 hours and, you know, responded to every one of you who signed up on the reserve list. If you didn't get a response from me and you signed up on the reserve list, make sure you send me a note to let me know, because I want to make sure that I have you down for the workshop that you're interested in. Anyway, you should have had a confirmation note from me by now. If not, just send me an email, derek@thedigitalstory.com. Let me know what you signed up for, and then I'll make sure I get you on the list. Alrighty? Okay. And then finally, I just want to mention those B&H and Amazon tiles on the Digital Story. If you do holiday shopping, please go to the site first, click on one of those tiles, and then do your shopping, and it really helps support the site. And finally, a big thanks to Red River Paper. And I did not put blank note cards on the gift list because I talk about them a lot. But if you're going to give note cards to somebody, you know, your shots are pretty good too, right? And you can do your own theme. And Red River Paper has a variety of stocks. They have the envelopes, and they even have the glassine sleeves that you can put the envelope and the card in to look totally professional. Go to Red River Paper. We have a tile on all the pages of the Digital Story. Read about them. And they are the longest running supporter of the Digital Story. And for that, I appreciate their entrepreneurial sense. Okay, that's going to do it for me this week. Next week, audio recordings from Washington, D.C. Make sure you come back and join me. Until then, have a great week. Those of you that are in the U.S., have a fantastic Thanksgiving. Hug someone that you care about. Give thanks for having the life that we have here in this wonderful country. And let's all move the ball forward. All right. Until next week, bye-bye now.